You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Good Tuesday morning to you, or is it? Chances are pretty good that you're not getting enough good sleep. Get this, 50% of Americans have had trouble sleeping in the past year, and 15% have chronic insomnia. But here at WNYC, we want to do something about that. We're launching a sleep project today, and we need your help. John Keefe is here to explain. He's the director of WNYC's Data News Department. John, why are we talking about sleep?
We're talking about sleep because sleep is really important to your health, which is something you probably already know in your head, but it's hard to actually get more sleep, right?
Well, you're talking to a guy who would have to go to bed before 8 p.m. in order to get 8 hours of sleep. So yeah, I totally understand.
Right. And missing out on sleep has real consequences, it turns out. Listen to this.
Poor sleep has been shown to really affect a lot of cardiovascular function, especially heart disease, high blood pressure. It's been linked with obesity and diabetes, as well as all-cause mortality. It also has really been shown to negatively affect mood. So we see people who have more depression, more anxiety. They don't perform as well as work or in school, and they just have a poor overall quality of life.
That's Shelby Harris. She's the director of the Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at Montefiore Medical Center. When we decided we wanted to do a project on sleep, she agreed to be one of our advisors. She really convinced us that missing out on sleep isn't just about feeling drowsy. It can mean you're more likely to get sick in all kinds of ways, from the common cold to far more serious diseases.
And, of course, New York City is known as the city that never sleeps.
Right. And one of our sleep experts told us that New York culture encourages all of us to think of sleep as optional. We're under all sorts of pressure from our jobs, from having kids, and in New York, from all the millions of people around and the places and shows and events that can keep you up late at night. Or even just using your phone or computer to work on email or whatever you're doing close to bedtime makes it hard to get enough sleep. Here's another one of our advisors.
If you're on your phone or your computer late into the evening, that does a couple of things. The most obvious is it keeps your brain wired. Your brain is designed to keep you up if there's a real crisis. And, you know, little things like something you have to do at work, your brain can interpret as the same thing as a fire alarm going off. So it'll keep you wide awake even after you then shut your computer off.
That was Dr. Carl Bazil. He's a sleep expert at Columbia University. But of course, we don't really know how all of New York sleeps, and that's kind of the point of this project. We want you to tell us how you're sleeping and learn from how your neighbor might be sleeping too, or all of your neighbors.
So how can WNYC listeners help out?
We want you to track your sleep with us for the next few weeks so we can find out how much you're sleeping, if you can't sleep, why you can't sleep, and what might help you sleep better. We've made it really easy to keep a sleep diary. This is what a sleep lab might ask you to do too. By sharing your information with us, you'll be joining a community of people all trying to figure out how they're sleeping and what makes some of us more likely to sleep better. We'll give you charts and graphs so you can see how your sleep stacks up to the rest of the city, too. And there's even a sense that just the act of tracking your sleep might help you go to bed earlier.
Cool. So how do we get started?
You can track your sleep a couple of different ways. So you start by going to wnyc.org/sleep to set up your digital sleep journal. You can check in each day and answer a few simple questions like, when did you go to sleep? When did you wake up? When did you take a nap? That kind of thing. And if you have a Jawbone up or a Fitbit, you can actually sync them up to our sleep project. Those devices already are tracking people's sleep, and so that data can be used for this project. Or you can download the new WNYC Sleep app. We've actually made an app that's in the App Store just for this project, and you can use that to track your sleep too. Each day, you'll be able to see your stats, how much you're sleeping, and how well you stack up against other New Yorkers.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about how the project goes. Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure.
John Keefe is editor at WNYC's Data News Team. The project is called Clock Your Sleep. Go to wnyc.org/sleep to sign up, collect your data, and find out how your sleep compares to everyone else's. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.